It is that time of the week where we do art about town. And this morning we are chatting to Tim Olson. And look, Olson Gallery launched in 1993 and over the years has become known as one of the leading commercial galleries in the country. Tim is the gallery founder and director. He's going to be chatting to us about the upcoming exhibition with George Byrne and also his book. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie, or Wilhelmina. I'll call you Wilhelmina because I don't know you well enough yet, but I do like...
You lovely man. Thank you. You can totally call me Willie.
But I won't... I don't see you looking like an orca whale at this stage, but...
That is so funny.
I'm sure Willie's free, but anyway... But it's lovely to chat to you. It really is.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Now, congratulations on the gallery. Huge history. Lots of amazing artists in there, like the one you've got coming up, George Byrne for Inner Visions.
Tell
us a little bit about George's work.
Well, George, I met first in Los Angeles through a friend, and he's Australian-born, His work basically are urban landscapes of Los Angeles. And anyone who's been to Los Angeles would know that it's a pretty drab, industrial, very bland-looking city. I mean, you know, once someone described, Los Angeles as one big, long Parramatta Road, you know. But George has the ability to hone in on little bits of architecture, footpaths, fire hydrants, finding colour and composition in parts of the urban landscape that actually, make you realise of how much in life we just drive by and never really look at and see how there's actually something spatially beautiful about that, and there's colour about that, which is amazing. And so he really does make us realise that, there are ways in which a photographer can make us reinvent how we see things. And The great thing about his work is it also, to me, relates to the way that he uses such saturated colour. And the quality of his work reminds me of hard-edge painting from the 60s. He's able to create spaces and contrasts and relationships between colours, just looking at architecture, that to me are like paintings. And so it's where painting meets photography in my mind.
Yeah, there is something about them. There's a peace or a calmness to them in the vibrancy of the kind of saturated colour. In terms of George's show this weekend, it's opening on Saturday, I believe.
Yes, it is, and everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Awesome.
As long as they're double vaxxed, they're welcome.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep. And we do have space requirement, distancing.
It's quite a big space.
It's quite a big space, and people come and go very quickly. But, we'll have someone at the door to monitor it. But, it really is worth seeing these things in the flesh.
Yeah, because it's funny. I have spoken to George previously, and I said to him, are there any misconceptions about your work? And he's like, well, some of the places are real and they exist and I have barely touched the photograph at all. And he said, and then others are complete constructs of various elements of LA that I have pulled together in one shot. I find that a really fascinating point to see the exhibition and just be wondering, like, which are the real ones and, like, you know, which are the actual locations and which are the constructed. Tim, you wrote a book.
Oh, can I just say one more thing George, which
totally.
Is really interesting?
Yes.
One of the reasons I love George is because he also comes from a very creative family like the Olsons.
Yes.
His sister happens to be Rose Byrne, the actress.
Yes.
So he and his parents are artists, and he felt like a brother more than just an artist. So that's why I wanted to work with him, because
so nice.
he understands creative families. So it was, we have that lovely synergy. Yeah.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. And okay, so George Byrne, get along, everyone. Inner Visions this weekend is launching. And then the show runs for a couple of weeks, doesn't it? Like, if people can't
That's
make
correct.
It.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So 3 weeks virtually, yeah.
Excellent. Now, before I let you go, Tim, I have to ask, you wrote a very personal, vulnerable book. Yeah, I believe it has done very well. Congratulations on that. How do you feel now with that out and about?
It was very scary. It took me 6 years to write it, and I had to write it in a way that was completely honest. And, I actually got an email from David Williamson the other day who is basically writing a memoir too. And he'd read mine and said that if he could be half as honest as I was in my book, he'd be very proud, which was a wonderful accolade by one of Australia's greatest, playwrights and authors. So, the point being really is that, I really have nothing about my life that I'm ashamed of, and I've been through some dark places, and I've found my way out. And if there are any people out there that have shared my experience, they should know that if I can do it, so can they, And that was the message. But also, my life is more than just about the gallery and my life in art and my personal struggles. But, I have insights into the art world. I used to sit at the table with Brett Whiteley and Arthur Boyd and Sid Nolan. And to me, they were just people, around me. And it's only now that I realised how damn lucky I was. And I don't remember the conversations, but I got to feel, what a real artist feels like,
The energy of those people.
The energy of those people. And I've used it as a guide as to how I choose my own artists. But ultimately, I'm in the process of writing another book now called For the Love of Art. And I struggled for years because my sister Louise owns Dinosaur Designs and she's a painter. And there was Mum, who's about to have an exhibition at the National Art School. She deceased 10 years ago, but she's now being discovered as like the new, Margaret Preston,
yes.
Grace Crossington Smith.
Yep.
She never sold her work, so we have an incredible collection of her work coming on at the National Art School that runs concurrently with my father's exhibition called Goya's Dog, which is an exhibition curated based on his years in Spain. So all of us have got our fingers in the creative world in one way or another. But I struggled for years to find my creativity, even though there is creativity in running a gallery. But I was so surprised to find, having written essays for art catalogues, that I could write essays. And I had a friend who was like a kind of life coach. She said, "Tim, you should write a book." And Ellen and Unwin jumped up, sat up straight away, and gave me an advance. And took 6 years, but I finally got this book together. And I'm so glad I found my own creativity. That I wasn't I wasn't just the salesman who ended up just being the salesman in the gallery. I am now a published author, which puts me in amongst being an artist, and so I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, I think, to be as honest and vulnerable as you were, I think is really, really a tribute to you. And yes, like David Williamson said, if we could all be half as honest as you were, you said before off air that you feel like a really beautiful, free soul now walking around. And I think that's such a wonderful image. Tim Olson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Grab the book if you haven't already. Head along and see George Burns' Inner Visions this weekend.
Yes.
And I look forward so much to getting in. I'm very excited.
The book's published by Ellen and Unwin, and you can also buy it online if you go to www.sonofthebrush.com.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll sign it for you.
Oh, you'll sign I love it. Hey, thank you so much for that, Tim. Have a great day.
Thanks, Willie. Bye.